Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Darren Bergman is a Shadow Minister in International Relations and Cooperation. Welcome to Cape Town. I believe you were flying a little bit earlier, which is why we couldn't get hold of you.
Yes, that's correct. Now I'm running to the taxi rank, so I might sound out of breath.
Don't run. You know you're not as young as you used to be. Those knees aren't what they used to be, Darren. All right. So gosh, you've got your work cut out for you. Durco making complete fools of themselves, in my view. And, the condemnations, just appalling, embarrassing, awful. But then, of course, a terror attack at the Western Wall, people coming out of prayer, being shot, trying to be like mowed down by a terrorist, and Durco seems to be missing in action. Are we shocked?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not shocked, unfortunately. And this is the one-sidedness that we always treated to when it comes to South Africa. You know, they want to call themselves a mediator. They've just released the South African National Interest document, and there it talks about, you know, being fair. It talks about being neutral, and it talks about speaking out against any human rights atrocities. So I don't know, maybe there's a difference in life if you're Jewish.
Yeah. Well, do you think so? I mean, and that's the question that we grapple with. And I certainly hate throwing accusations of anti-Semitism everywhere, but it's very, very hard to, no matter what Durco, that the department is saying, their actions speak very, very clearly to anti-Semitic behavior, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. You've always been able to say, well, you know, we condemn this, we condemn that. And even though I think people often misunderstand what the rockets look like. A rocket could be 1 meter long. It could be thick, made of steel, and it has a lot of metal in it, nails, you know, and someone says just because the Iron Dome shoots out the sky, it doesn't mean it wasn't shot.
Absolutely.
So the one or two times that South Africa gets to show its neutrality, they miss the opportunity to miss the opportunity.
But who do you think is writing these statements for them? Because the ability to act and to write condemnations within a matter of hours is not something we've ever seen coming out of Durco or any ANC department. And yet when it comes to Israel and condemnation, those statements are written, and they're written, they're obviously checked, and they are published. Who's writing them?
Well, I would have hoped between either the minister's department, Durco, or the ANC as in government, would have been tripping over the seats or the tables to get to the typewriter, you know, to get the first statement out. And the fact that it didn't happen, you know, as I say, it's a missed opportunity. The problem is it's not expressing your sentiment. It's what it's expressing to the people here. You know, your ratepayers here, your residents here, your people that are already leaving in droves. What are you saying to them? You know, and when you talk about being mediators, or you talk about really being equal, as I say, all lives are equal, when you have this opportunity, a terrorist has stormed the bus, has shot out the bus, has injured a whole lot of people, you have an opportunity to talk and show that and put your money where your mouth is, and you miss that opportunity, well, then what are you saying? You know, then what's the next step?
How do we hold Durco accountable?
Well, you know, this comes down to Jewish leadership. I wouldn't say that there's Zionist leadership at this stage, because it's Jewish lives that were shot in the bus. And always they make it about Israel and Arab lives. He has an opportunity to say that this is Jewish lives, you know, and he has an opportunity again, as I say, to engage leadership with our government and say, you're not setting the right example. You're not sending out the right message. What you're trying to do is, there's already double talk, and there's already an ambiguity that's already setting a dangerous precedent. You're allowing people to intertwine Zionism with Judaism so that every single person that talks about an anti-Israel sentiment now believes that anti-Israel means anti-Jewish, and that every Israel person is a Jewish person, and that you can't get a Christian Zionist.
Absolutely.
And now, when you quiet and Jewish lives are shut up, but in South Africa it's okay, because Jewish lives are not equal. So he has your opportunity as government to actually say, no, no, we must talk out. We must speak out on behalf of Jewish lives. Now, I would put my money where my own mouth is when it comes to, you know, if we're having a parliamentary portfolio committee meeting, this is where I would open my mouth and say, well, where's the silence? As I've done in the past. You know, and I've written letters in the past for this very same thing.
Darren,
we also require Jewish leadership.
100% right, and what that's saying is really it comes from everywhere. It comes from people like us here at Chai FM pushing it. It comes from Jewish leadership. It comes from people like yourselves, and that's what we have to do.